So here we are. Chris D managed to raider his way into the heart of a good woman. I want to apologize if I seem a little bit unprepared tonight, but to be completely fair, I didn't think I was going to be giving this speech for at least another 15 years. And I had this vision that Sarah and I were going to be taking our kids out of high school for a road trip to Las Vegas to see Uncle D get married. So Rancho La Quinta is a great change of pace, and I couldn't be happier that the love bug jumped up and bit him in the ass earlier. So I want to give a special shout out to Tommy Norwood. You may know him as Reverend Spitshine. I've known Tommy since college, and I've heard him called a lot of names, but I never thought I would ever hear him called Reverend. So you have come a long way, my friend. Beautiful job today with the ceremony. It was exceptional. And knowing this group, this reception should be nothing short of exceptional. So I'm looking around the room, and to be honest, I didn't expect it to look like this. I mean, Katie obviously does a great job with flowers. It's beautiful. She knocks it out of the park every time she does it, my wedding as well. But I can tell that Chris had absolutely zero input into what this was going to look like. And I want to thank Angie for that, because I'm pretty sure you know as well as I do, if he did, I'd be standing on a pirate ship. And the rest of this place would look like the set of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. I'm not sure if you guys are aware of this, but he's a huge, huge Johnny Depp fan. He loves those Pirates of the Caribbean movies. So much, in fact, that he actually has a Jack Sparrow tattoo on his right arm. If you were at the pool party yesterday, you probably saw Captain Jack Sparrow treading water for a while. He always says that it's a lifestyle. It's not a trilogy. So, on August 25th, 2012, Chris blessed me by standing next to me at my wedding as my best man. And he's honored me tonight with that same privilege. And I want you to know I'm a bit of a jokester, but I take this title very seriously, okay? I think the best man's duties on the day of the wedding are to take care of the groom and wipe away his tears, hold his hair back while he pukes. And but I think there's a tremendous responsibility for the best man at this moment to go one of two ways, okay? He can either talk about the characteristics of the groom and how those characteristics will follow him in marriage and as a father and yada, 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 and talk about the emotional times that they became friends, and or he can go the other way and completely embarrass the shit out of him in front of his friends, family, and new in-laws. Now, unfortunately for Chris, I got married first. He gave an epic speech at my wedding. If you were there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It was off the charts. But he went the sentimental way. And his next chance to give a speech is at my funeral, and I won't even be there. So, and I'm not saying that I'm going to go RF him right now, but I may. So, for those of you who know Chris, you know he's kind of the king or the don, if you will, of nicknames. There's probably about 75% of the people in this room that have some sort of asinine nickname that Chris came up with, and it's stuck with you over the years. For example, my wife is named Mama Grizz. Now, when I think of Mama Grizz, I think of a 300-pound woman with a beard and a bad attitude. My wife is absolutely gorgeous. She's 5'2", 100 pounds wet. Beautiful. I said beautiful, right? I love that she doesn't drink too much Chardonnay. Forget that. So you think, how the hell did he come up with Mama Grizz for this beautiful woman? Beautiful. And so this is how Chris's mind works. He thinks, hot mama, okay mama. She kind of looks like Sarah Palin when she's got her hair up, glasses on. Mama Palin, that doesn't work. No, she's from Alaska. Grizzly bears are in Alaska. Mama Grizz, perfect, it sits. It makes no sense to me, but it fits, and she's been Mama Grizz for 4 years now. So I'm going to go back to, I mentioned he gave an epic speech at my wedding, and he had a lion in that wedding that I'm going to have to borrow tonight because I think it really illustrates who we are as friends. And he went on to talk about all of my nicknames that I have, most notoriously known as Burger. And he talked about my other nicknames. And then he said, but my favorite nickname for Burger is X. And I'll share that nickname with you in a second because it's my favorite nickname for him as well. So I'm going to steal his line and exchange it with him. And as you guys know, Chris was born Christopher Warren Danielle. Through the years, he has assumed many other nicknames. Chris D is probably what he's best known for. D, Facebook Raider Chris D. Some of his jerk friends call him Baby Huey. Greg Hines' original and probably a crowd favorite is Mongo. But my favorite nickname for Chris is Brother. And I think in life, you're very lucky if you have good friends. I think you're blessed if you have a best friend. But I don't think there's a word that truly illustrates my friendship with this guy better than brother. He's been my brother for 27 years now, which is actually kind of cool to finally say, because I think we've been telling people we've been friends for 27 years, for at least the last decade. I remember when I was around 23, we had a friend who asked me, how long have you guys been friends? I said, well, 27 years. And didn't you just turn 23? I said, we're not very good at math. We're just good at being friends. So my mom actually met Chris about a year before I did, 28 years ago. And Chris was a kindergartner. He was 6 years old. My mom was subbing at Lanada Bay Elementary. And she had a painting assignment for her class that day. And she put the paintings out to dry. And this idiot decided, as soon as Mrs. S turns around, I'm going to do a 40-yard dash up and down these paintings. Well, what he didn't realize was that my mom wasn't a pushover. And as soon as he did it, she grabbed him by the ear and took him to the principal's office. So, but what my mom didn't realize, within 6 to 12 months, this idiot was going to be best friends with her idiot son. And 6 years later, at the age of 12, he would walk into her kitchen at 8 in the morning after many sleepovers and say, Mrs. S., I peed the sleeping bag. Please don't tell Burger. My mom kept that secret for 16 years. She figured when I was 28, I was finally mature enough to have this information, not share it with anybody. So I got your back. I'm not going to tell anybody. Chris peed himself till high school, FYI. And then the rest of us drank too much in college and peed ourselves in college. So if you know Chris and I, you understand our friendship. But if you don't really know us, on paper, you may not understand it, because although we do have some similarities, there's a fair amount of differences. For example, Chris is very systematic. He's a little bit OCD. He's basically a robot, if you ask me. I am a little bit more shoot first, ask questions later. Dishes can wait till the morning, which my wife loves. Chris is phenomenal with a microwave. I know how to use an oven and a barbecue. Chris likes Jack and Coke. I like Bacardi and Diet. Chris is bald. I have amazing hair. But probably our biggest difference is Chris is a Raider fan and I like to win. Good job, baby. Skip. Oh, yeah. So, we do have a few differences. But in reality, in the 27 years we've been friends, we've really kind of followed the same path. We have amazing memories, too many in fact, and some minor bad memories, but none of those bad memories ever really left any scars. Made us better friends and stronger individuals. So when I was writing this, there was too many good stories, and I couldn't come up with a singular story to really represent who we were as friends and who he is as a person. So I decided to kind of start from the beginning where we met and bring it all the way today with short memories. And I give Chris a lot of crap for reading his speech at my wedding, but I'm going to have to pull a piece of paper out right now and do the same, because I don't want to miss a moment in time. So what I'm going to do is basically tell our story from day one to now. Mary loves stories. Bear with me, it's a little dark over here.
Is there an attorney in your family?
No. Not a good one. All right, well, let's start from the beginning, where we first met. PV Pop Warner of the Bandits. Watching Notre Dame football to my father's dismay to get pumped up for Saturday morning games. Little League and Pony with Marsh and Tobe kicking our ass and making us run thousands of laps. But winning championships and all-star glory. Horror movies, Freddy, Jason, Shocker, The Lab. And of course, Chucky, friends till the end. Late night sleepovers, watching Wally George and Duckman, best nights of our lives. Having full conversations with Dee in the middle of the night, not realizing he was talking in his sleep. He still does it. Whooping his butt in Madden, Bill Walsh football on Genesis. Daydreaming about becoming professional surfers and traveling the world with our hot wives, Paula and Jenny. FYI, we met Paula and Jenny. Writing our pilot TV show, Palos Verdes 90274. Jesus. Skateboarding hard and surfing harder. Capo Beach, Beach Road, year in and year out during the summers. Teaching each other how to drive in our parents' cars without a driver's license or our parents' knowledge. So I would like you to open this present really fast.
Know what it is.
I know you know what it is. And then I will finish my story.
I know what it is. You're nasty.
So the bet was simple. We were 18 years old. At the age of 30, whoever had less hair lost. And the debt was we had to take the winner out to a nice dinner, a Morton's or something like that, and pay for the dinner. But they also had to buy a toupee for the evening and wear a toupee the entire night along at the dinner and then out with our friends.
Oh, no.
So with this, we were 18 at the time, and 30 seemed a long time away at that point. So we hit 29, and I think Chris saw the writing on the wall. And he conveniently got transferred to Portland that year. Now, he says that Regency sent him to Portland, but I am pretty confident he put in for that transfer. So I turned 30 on December 2nd, and he was turning 30 on January 22nd. He conveniently moved, we drove out the 15th? So a couple days before his birthday, he left town. And it's been 4 years since this bet is over, and he has yet to pony up on the bet.
Oh.
So Chris bought us a nice dinner tonight. Check one. Now, he's got to wear a hairpiece. Now, it's his wedding, so I'm not going to make him do it the entire evening. But if he will accept the bet and finish it today, Ricky, if you set the clock for 1 hour, and once that hour ends, you put on I'm Too Sexy by Right Said Fred, so he knows to take it off, the bet is over. Deal?
Put it on.
Yeah! I'm a man of my word. Let's see what it looks like, baby. And by the way, it is auburn, which is my hair color. Chris calls me Big Red. It's his least favorite hair color, so I had to get it for him. It's good, bro. You haven't looked this good in years, man. All right. You look like a wedding singer. So anyways, the bet is done. I would like you to please raise your glass with me to seal the bet, the deck. And here is to the happy couple, two of my best friends in the entire world, and my brother Christy. I love you. Cheers.
Cheers.